Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and we have Mary and Don Colbert on this broadcast today. Again, we've been here all week, and they just reminded me, Mary, that today is October the 8th. So today's the day that this movie will be in the theaters.
Right.
And it's really important.
Yes.
This is huge. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and explain that again for people that weren't watching.
Okay. In 2016, the Lord impressed me to host a national prayer call for the country, to just pray for this country and mainly for an awakening to occur in this country, you know, for their need of God mainly, and their homes and their families, and in our government, to put the government back on, put him back in charge of our government. So I led this prayer call, and there was over 100,000 people on this prayer call by the time President Trump was elected. And on the week before the election, in my prayer time, I would do prayer before the prayer call. And a week before in prayer, one morning, I go out early to talk to the Father to make sure I'm hearing what He wants me to have people pray and to guide them. And I heard Him say, "Now, Mary, on election day, I want you to have people blow shofars across this country." And I have to tell you, that was so unusual for me. I didn't own a shofar. I wasn't really involved in the messianic movement of people and stuff with shofars. So for me to hear this was really outside my circle of normalcy, of what I was used to. But I knew it was His voice. I knew it was Him telling me to do that. So out of obedience, I tell everybody on the prayer call, "Now, if you own a shofar, I want you to call my husband's office. Let me know who you are, and I'll call you, and I want to talk to you about blowing your shofar on the day of the election." And so by the time I got to the office, I walked in the office, and the staff is sitting there, and they turn and go, "Mary, what is a shofar?"
They jammed our lines. I know, no patience
Don,
to get through.
Don comes out and he goes, "What have you done? My patients can't call. They can't get through the lines because the phones got jammed with so many people
that
calling
hilarious.
Who wanted to be a part of this shofar." This is all reenacted in the movie, The Trump Prophecy. So I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea. I was just being obedient. You know, sometimes that's just what God is looking for. You don't have to know the why. You don't have to know all the details. All you've got to do is just do what He tells you to do with the knowledge He gives you. And just obey Him and walk forward. He'll give you the next direction. He's actually waiting. I believe that day Moses put his rod out, I believe he had to step his foot into the water before the water parted. You know,
right.
So just obey one step at a time of what He tells you. So that's what I was doing. So the day of election, the day before, Larry Huck called me and he said, "Mary, I hear you're blowing shofars across the country." He goes, "Do you know what you're doing?" I says, "I have no idea what I'm doing." And he laughed and he goes, "Well, would you like me to come on the prayer call tomorrow morning and I'll teach everybody what the shofar signifies, the 10 things it signifies." And it's in my book.
Yes.
So you can get my book and learn about it because we put it in there. And so he comes on the call and he begins telling the people that one thing, it's a signal of a change in government, that you're declaring God is coming back on the throne of your government. Well, I heard that and I thought, I had no idea that meant that. I was sitting listening to Larry telling us all, and this is the day of election. And I was so excited. Amen. I was rejoicing and hearing him teach us what this shofar was getting ready to do. But another thing he said is, of course, it symbolizes the breaking through barriers and tearing down walls. Of course, we know that from Jericho. So that night on the election night, if you remember, I'm sitting on the couch with Don and I'm watching this. And of course, I had everybody blowing their shofars. I had them unmute their phone and we had over 300 in every state blowing shofars.
9:15 in the morning.
9:15 on election day. They're blowing shofars. So that night in the election, I'm sitting, and actually Jim Baker asked me to come on the air live during the election. And he said, Mary, please come on the air live and just talk to the people. You've been so confident. You've been so sure this is going to happen. I just want you to come on and tell everybody how this is going to happen. And so I came on, and he goes, now, Mary, how are you so sure Donald Trump is going to become president? How do you just, you've never wavered. You've just known this the whole time. And I paused, and I thought about it, and I said, you know, Jim, my father has never called me into a battle he didn't intend for me to win.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise God. Isn't that great?
And that's a good knowing to know that if God calls you to a fight, he it's his battle.
Amen.
And all he asks you to do is just be obedient to what it is he tells you to do. And so we're sitting, and I'm on the phone with Jim Baker, and then Paula White texts me on my phone and says, Mary, we've got a problem in Brevard County in Florida. Something's going on. So I turned to Jim, and I said, Jim, please, let me pray right now. The enemy's trying to, we're not having this hanging Chad stuff. No, no, no. So down to Brevard again. So I began speaking on the air, live
binding
to everybody.
The devil right
I'm
there
telling
in Brevard
them,
County.
No, 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 devil, you're not having no funny
yes.
stuff.
Amen.
Not in my state. This
yes.
is my state.
Amen.
And I declare Jesus is Lord over Florida. So I'm declaring and praying, and all of a sudden it goes red on the screen, and you could hear everybody shouting, Florida had been declared toward him. So I knew then that things were going to begin to tumble, and it was going to work. So now I'm sitting on the couch, and I went to CNN. God bless you guys. I pray for you. You're going to know Jesus, I'm telling
Amen.
You. And I thought, I'm going to watch CNN because I got to watch this. I got my popcorn. I'm going to enjoy this show because I knew what was coming. And it was amazing to me that night. They turned to each other, and this is true. It's on all recording yes. of shows, and they turn and they go, he just broke through the blue wall.
Yes.
You remember hearing those words?
So far, the blue
and
wall.
And I thought, Lord,
came down.
You penetrated spiritually
yes.
those
yes.
walls
the
that
shofar.
Morning with the shofar. Before they even saw it manifest on the airs. And with their own words, you'll even see the enemy declare
right.
God's victories with their
yes.
own mouth. So,
amazing.
Of course, I stood and I shouted. And the next morning, I got a video sent to me from people in Israel. They said they heard about this American woman who blew shofars in America. And the people in Israel have gone to the streets, and they're all blowing shofars.
Celebrating.
And
celebration of our
that.
Victory.
So they
were excited.
They did a movie about this reenactment. And the power of prayer.
Amen.
The movie is more about the unification of the body of Christ.
Yes.
Knowing how to come together in unity, not your opinion.
Right. Amen.
Can I tell you, God ain't interested in our opinions.
Amen.
He is interested in us lining up with Him
yes.
and His opinion. You know, and when your hearts unite together as one, you can see the great awakening happening. And so today, that movie is airing in theaters across, and we
Praise
want to pack
God.
It out
Amen.
With people to come together. And when the movie is over, intercessors that are there are going to call the people
yes.
together to begin to decree and declare Jesus is Lord over that state, wherever they're at, and their city, and in their town. And I am telling you, people, you can make this happen. You can and you will. And we will see this great awakening, brother. I'm telling you, I feel the Spirit of God.
The first time I met Donald Trump was back there in 2016. Mm-hmm. We were invited, Paula invited us to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And Gloria and I were sitting on the corner. There was a head table up here, and he had to come in this way and walk right by Gloria and me right on this corner and turn around. Now, he's in perpetual motion all the time. And he just walked by us and said, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, I watch y'all on television all the time, and just walked right on up to the platform. And I thought, what do you know about that?
Praise God. That's great.
I watch you on television all the time. And Paula said his only interest in television until he became president was gospel television. He didn't turn any of the rest of it on.
Wow. It's true.
That's where he found her.
It's true.
And she's the one that led him to the Lord.
It's true.
Amen.
Amen.
It's absolutely true. He would only watch Christian TV. Isn't that amazing? And
yes,
the world
it is.
Doesn't know that. Yeah, it's true.
Praise God.
So, you know, he is who God has called for this such a time as this, and it's important that the body of Christ just yield to that.
Now, I've always been criticized for giving too much time on our broadcast and now on our network to politics. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? This is a political book.
So is.
I mean, that's what this is about.
That's exactly.
And bad government caused a whole lot of problems in this book.
Sure did.
And we're the first nation in the history of the world that had where we can choose our government. And I've said it over and over. I've said it all these years. If you don't vote, keep your mouth shut. You don't have anything to say.
Well, Brother Copeland, one of the things the Lord showed me through this, all this motion as he was giving me this was one thing, is he says the people need to know about the parable of the wicked, lazy servant. Because
yes, yes,
part
yes,
of what
yes,
he said
yes,
to
yes,
me,
yes.
he said, right. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. So when I
and
read that.
Pray.
And pray. Right. But when I read the turn from wicked ways, I said to the Father, I said, now, Father, what do you mean by wicked ways? I said, because I know you don't mean sinful, because we're all going to sin. We're going to all struggle with sin. So what exactly do you mean by turn from our wicked ways? What exactly do you mean? And he said, I've already told you what I mean. It's right there in the scriptures, Mary.
Matthew 25.
He says, where the servant? I come to the servant. And I said, what did you do with what I gave you?
Yeah, there it is.
He said, what did you do with
yes,
what
ma'am.
I gave you? And the master says, and he gets down to the one. He said, what did you do with what I gave you?
One talent.
Oh, he said, the one talent. And he goes, oh, well, I was afraid. Mm-hmm. I was afraid. You're a fearful man. I hid it.
Didn't do anything.
Very.
And he said, you wicked, lazy servant.
There you are.
That is what God calls wicked. The one thing every one of us has been given is our voice.
Amen.
Every mm-hmm. human being has been given their voice, and your voice counts.
Yes.
And if you don't use your voice for good, God calls you wicked, and He calls you lazy. And that, I tell you what, I'm going to hear good and faithful. I don't know about
yes.
you,
Amen.
But I am going to hear good and faithful servant. Well done, Mary.
Amen.
I am not going to hear
five
you wicked lazy.
Five principles to activate your faith. This book is a supernatural book, as you know.
Amen.
Chapter 11, victory is not for the lazy.
That's right.
It doesn't work. It absolutely doesn't work. And you can be lazy and be working real hard. But you're lazy when it comes to God.
That's good.
You don't spend any time in the Word. You are, listen to me now, I may rattle somebody's cage, but it needs to be rattled.
Amen.
You listen to me?
Yes, sir.
You're not serving God when you go to church. You're not serving God when you're going to church. You're going there to worship God. You're going there to hear the Word and be a doer of the Word. But you serve God when you do what He says for you to do.
Yes.
You become a doer of the Word, not just a hearer.
There you go.
Amen.
There you go.
You're serving God when you come to church.
There you go.
Unless when you come to church, glory to God, you're busy believing God and you're praying for the pastor and his family, and you prayed for him before you got there, and you're thrilled over the whole thing. Whether you like what he preached or not, that's not your business. That's his business and God's. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Or you're working the parking lot.
Oh,
you're in
yeah.
the children's nursery.
Then you're serving God.
Now
Amen.
You're serving God.
Now you're serving God.
Sitting on the bench. That is not serving him.
No.
I was watching Rick Renner on his broadcast the other day, and he said when he was young, he was in church, but he wasn't even there. Just wasn't even there. Well, neither was I. But let's read this. This is very important. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose, or you choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, that you may cleave unto Him, for He is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob. And then, oh, the New Living is so powerful here. It says this is the key to life. The choices you make.
Amen. Amen.
Why do bad things happen to good people? Because good people make bad choices. Lovely people, good people. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about born again people. I'm talking about people that love God.
That's true.
But make bad choices.
It's true. Yeah.
I made a very bad choice. And nothing happens just one time. It's a ripple effect. I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, I heard the Lord say it. And it was just a simple thing. I was in Arkansas at the prayer cabin praying. And He said, start walking and don't stop. Mm. Walking an hour a day will add 25 years to your life.
Amen.
That's where I learned that. But now think about this. I was tired and didn't want to do that. And I tried it for a while. And I was overweight and all of that and fought fat all those years. I didn't know. I knew good things to do because my mother knew, and I just didn't do it. Well, in 2004, my bad choice paid off. 16 years ago. Just came in the Sunday after Southwest. And it was particularly stressful meeting. I remember David was, during the meeting, was just trying to massage my back. And he said, Brother Copeland, your muscles are like steel bands. I can't move them. Now, had I been walking every day and been moving all those years, I would not have had spinal stenosis. And that morning, a disc ruptured in my back, knocked me in the floor, and I couldn't get out of the floor. And I screamed, and Gloria came in there. I was in my shower. And I just twisted to pick up my washcloth, and whoa, knocked me in the floor. Look what it did for my ministry. I was in serious pain for a long time. And if it hadn't been for Dr. Weider and Dr. Colbert, I'd have wound up in a wheelchair. But that bad choice affected my life. It affected my ministry. Thank God today I'm pain-free. Yeah. But listen, it took a long time when I could have fixed it just by walking every day.
And also, Brother Kenneth, you exceeded the weight limits for your frame.
Yeah, I did.
Your frame was only meant to carry about 185 pounds max. And yet you had weighed back then, what, 240 or so?
Well, I weighed 235 when Gloria and I got married. But I had taken that down to where I weighed about, I weighed right at 200 and worked at it all the time, But all of that heavyweight. One time I got up to 263.
Wow.
I didn't stay there all that long, but still.
But that's what I see every day. I see this every day. I see people come to my office and they may weigh 5'2", weigh 250, 300 pounds. Their frames were only meant to carry maybe 140. 150 pounds, but yet they start to wear down those joints, the knees, the hips, the back, the ankles. And then it's just eventually
I weighed 165 pounds. Yeah,
praise God. See, now that's the weight. That's the weight that you should weigh to be healthy and live to be 120.
And here's the big deal. My body fat percentage. Glory to
key.
God.
That's the key.
It's down there where it should be.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Resting in there around 13%.
That's perfect.
Praise
and
God.
And I'm in good shape.
Excellent.
So, but here's my point. Bad choices, and a seriously bad choice, is to pick the wrong president, the wrong governor, the wrong mayor.
That's right.
And the wrong city council.
Yes, amen.
I have a video. They asked this man to pray in a city council meeting, and he prayed to the universe. Mm. Mm. And he prayed to our father, Satan.
My goodness.
Jesus.
Mm. Come on, people. Yeah. Bad choice. Now, the choice in government. God put government first. He put government first because government affects the church. Government affected Israel. Government affects everything. Amen.
Amen.
And God has given us in this country where your voice counts.
Yes,
that's right.
In other countries where there's dictatorship, and, of course, we know that in past times now, we've become more equipped to understanding the corruption that's been involved in some of our elections. We all thought we chose the two who ran in the horse race, only to find out we didn't have much to do with it. But now we're finding out we do have
yes.
a voice.
And to know to do something
and
not
do
it is sin.
That's right.
I'll tell you something else.
50 million Christians in this country. 50 million Christians in America are not registered to vote.
Wow. When you
million.
Don't vote, you just voted for the wrong one.
Mm-hmm. I heard that and I thought, Brother yeah. Copeland, that can't be. 50
that's
million.
That wicked, lazy been, servant.
That's
a wicked, lazy servant.
That's what it
25.
Is. That's what it
We've
is.
We've got to get them.
You got to register.
They got to register to vote and get out and vote for Trump. Praise
and
God.
And here yeah. is here. I keep going back to it. And this election particularly, there's so much more at stake. The lives of children yeah. is at stake. The lives of unborn babies
Amen.
Are at stake.
The freedom of your faith.
And when I pray and I plead my case before the Father, and we're out of time, but I plead my case for the children.
Amen.
I plead my case for the unborn babies. I plead my case. And if you don't vote, or that platform is so important. You can't come stand on this platform with me. You can't step over the abortion plank
yes.
and not
yes.
stand on it. You can't step over the same-sex marriage plank
yes.
and not stand on it. You can't do it.
That's right. And that's what you read in Deuteronomy.
Yes, it is.
I set before you life and death.
Blessing
and cursing.
And
now you choose.
You choose.
Life so that your descendants, your children can live. And this is the most important election
we've
of
had
our
in
lifetime.
Our lifetime.
Jeremy, help us, son.
Thank you, Papa. Now listen, today's message showed us how faith-activated prayers lead us to victory. And God intends for you to be a winner in every area of your life. As you hear His voice, you obey it, you act on it. That foundation puts you on the victory side. And the Bible said that God set before us life and death, blessing and cursing, and then said, therefore choose life. It's your choice to use your voice for Him. It's your choice to make good decisions and to do His word.
Your prayer of faith is like a mighty rushing river in constant motion, powerfully overcoming every obstacle. Your prayers can be an instrument of change to transform the world around you. Revive your faith through a revived prayer life with Mary Colbert's new book, Prayer That Changes Everything. Wife to renowned doctor and best-selling author Don Colbert, Mary is also the founder of Nation Builders, a national prayer line dedicated to prayer for the United States. In her book, learn 5 principles of faith that will revolutionize your prayer life. Begin to communicate with God as you would your closest friend. Get specific about what you're applying your faith to and pray according to Scripture. Let the love of God be the fuel for your powerful and effective prayers. It's time to make a difference. Be inspired by Mary Colbert's amazing God-led journey to pray for a shift in the direction of your nation and see change in your life, family, and the world.
Revolutionize your prayer life. Go deeper into your communion with your Heavenly Father and let prayers of faith change the world around you. Order your copy of Mary Colbert's book, Prayer That Changes Everything, for only $8.99 at kcm.org/victory offer. Or when you call 877-615-4267. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Our offer this week is the book by Mary Colbert, Prayer That Changes Everything, 5 Principles to Activate Your Faith. Now, keeping faith activated is something every believer should be doing every day. Now, one of the chapters in the book is entitled, Victory is Not for the Lazy. Faith is constantly moving forward. It's constantly growing, constantly developing, and it leads you to God's increase and supply for whatever He's called you to do. And this book will help put your faith in motion. It'll help revive your prayer life. So if you want to get a hold of it, order your book today on kcm.org. And if you need prayer for anything, KCM has a prayer line that you can call. KCM's prayer ministers, they are on staff here and they're licensed and trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. Now, maybe you have an issue that's challenging you or pressing against you. What do? Call the prayer line. Have someone believe with you and stand on God's Word for your answer. Now, KCM has prayer ministers in the offices around the world. So to call the office nearest you, go to kcm.org for their contact information and their hours of operation. As you heard Mary Colbert share today, a movie called The Trump Prophecy is playing in theaters today, October 8th, across the United States. So go to fathomevents.com/events for theater locations, and that web address is on your screen. Now, the movie is based on a true story, and it's a call to believers to pray for the nation and for the leadership. And the Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, what did God say He would do? He said He would hear from heaven, He would forgive their sin, and He would heal their land. So be sure to check out this movie, get in faith, stand in agreement for God's very best for this nation and for believers all over the world. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Receive a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory free at kcm.org/victory offer. Continue in the Word and expect God's manifested power in your life.